places on the green list you may have visited, but what about the South Sandwich Isles or the Falklands? Has that given you reason to think, oh, hang on a minute, Jeff, let's maybe expand our horizons? Well, one person who knows all about living in one of those places is Jim George from Chippenham, who spent some time working in the Falklands. And I've got to say, he's surprised it ended up on the list.
Very surprised about it. I thought that there'd be much more popular destinations on there before that one was mentioned. The most unique part about it is obviously the climate down there. Not many days when you're able to put your shorts on. I can count them on less fingers than I've got on one hand, and the amount of time that I was down there and able to put some shorts on. Don't go during our summer because it's their winter.
Bear that in mind. So what about St. Helena then? Jonathan Klingon's from the island, but now lives in Chippenham. We've had him on the show before. Good morning, Jonathan.
Yes, good morning, Ben.
Now, if people can get to St. Helena, I mean, what can they do there without restrictions, much?
Well, yes, there are loads to do. I mean, the island is full of, you know, great history and heritage, the food and culture, the nature, and we're very, very famous for our marine environment, which is very rich. And, of course, the walking and hiking. And as you know, we're really popular for the Napoleonic history also. So, you know, there's so much to do on the island. But unfortunately, like your previous guest said, getting there is kind of a bit of a challenge, but possible. And you can actually fly direct out of Stansted. But obviously, the challenge is the logistics, bearing in mind there is a 14-day isolation period on arrival.
Yeah, that's the bummer, isn't it? I didn't realise you could fly there direct from Stansted. Well, I never.
Yes, so during the COVID times, the flights actually, the regular flights comes out of Johannesburg normally every week, but the government has laid on a direct flight what was originally for repatriation. They've just opened up to allow tourists to come, but there are, you know, there is a criteria you must meet. Obviously, the 14-day isolation period is something you must do under the regulations for people arriving.
Yeah, and Jonathan, as a community, as an island that's so isolated, I suppose that is both a benefit and a drawback, I suppose.
Well, benefit and a drawback, but it has also, you know, we've maintained a COVID-free island pretty much, with the exception of we had a couple of fishing boats come in with a few issues, which by maritime law we have to maintain their requirements, and that kind of caused a little bit of a challenge for the island, but they were able to manage that successfully and kept the community coronavirus free, which is something that I think they are very proud of, and they want to maintain that even as the government has released the green list for coming back from the island. You don't need to isolate, but you must isolate on the way in.
And the world's oldest tortoise is doing all right, yeah, Jonathan?
He's doing fine, you know, even he's COVID-free and he's been there for 187 years. And really interesting about the tourism last week for the Napoleonic followers, the 200-year, the bicentenary, the death of Napoleon really took a hit because there were big plans for many tourists to come. Unfortunately, COVID couldn't allow that to happen, which was a real shame from the island's economy.
Shame. Jonathan Klingon, thank you for giving us an update on what life is like at St. Helena. Now living in Chippenham, but of course we have those Wiltshire links with communities over here from over there.